All right, take care. NADEF, just a quick hello, I'm only here for a minute. Just thought I'd say hi.
Good morning, you've got Dakota here. It's November 8th, Delta Bravo Foxtrot. Just commuting on my way into work here on the 26 machine.
Excellent, excellent. Dave, NADEF. Commuting on my way in on the, actually I'm on the West Bloomfield machine, the Dot 5 this morning, and I think I got that right, and only here for a couple of minutes, but just wanted to see if the world was awake. Going to be a nice day, sun is blasting me in the eyes, and, you know, other than the Tigers losing last night, it's a pretty good day.
Dot 5 would be correct. That machine is an awesome machine. I used to use the Wixom for work, and I would hit that on my way out there. This string of nice days is a nice change of pace compared to what we've been used to.
So fun, so fun. So, unfortunately, I have to be in and out. I just wanted to see anybody who's out here and say hello, and I'm sure you'll have... bunch of people jumping into your commute. Nothing fun technical today. All office and administration work. So, not a whole lot of fun stuff going on here, but thanks for saying hello. Name's Dave. I'm be out here a little bit more often, and have a good day. And take care.
Good talking to you, Dave. I work in IT, so I know the feeling. Not a whole lot of glory or excitement there. But, Breakfast Club will be starting here in a few minutes. There's just a group of guys that are out here usually around 7 to 7:30 every morning on our way into work. So feel free to pop by anytime. NADEF.
KDSI, good morning, Dakota.
Good morning, Greg. Someone might have been in there with you. I'm not sure. If there is, go ahead.
That was Whiskey 8, Charlie Golf Echo.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Golf Echo. You've got NADEF here, Dakota, and KE8VSI. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, just heard you starting up the Breakfast Club. Been sitting at my desk for a while, cleaning up books and doing some FT8. Thought I'd jump in there and say good morning. What is today? Wednesday. Hey, we're getting there. what's new and exciting? John, go ahead first, and then hand it to Dakota.
I don't know where he went. Nothing new and exciting, man. Just another day in paradise. Driving to work.
Yep. Heard you commenting on the nice string of good days, that's for sure. Did some lawn work yesterday, first time this year. Might do a little something more today. There's always work to be done out there, you know that. And then there's a lark tomorrow. I may do POTA today, I don't know. We'll see how I feel. I got up at 4:30 this morning, so I'm already due for a nap.
Today is a great day for POTA. There are no clouds. It's nice and sunny. I have no idea what the bands are like. I still have my long wire out. I did a little bit of the, I didn't log anything, but I did do some of the QSO party. I made about, I don't know, 25 to 26 contacts, just kind of bopping around and checking in with people saying hi. I was testing out the long wire, so it's not even a comparison compared to that chameleon I have, so that thing's never going back up. But I want to get back out again soon when the bands are preferably a little bit better so I can actually bang out some contacts.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was definitely a good day to test things out and see how it's going and all that. So you're saying that chameleon antenna is nowhere near as good as the long wire? I'm thinking that's what you said. And yeah, it was a cool contest. I just dabbled with it. I think I got 44 contacts. And I was just in and out of my office as I felt like it. I wasn't in any type of competition mode at all. But it was cool. And 40 meters was it. I mean, there was the other bands. I got a couple on 20, I think. maybe one on 80. I don't know. But it wasn't a good day for conditions, and they haven't been good. I think today they're turning a little bit better, at least according to my normal FT8 stuff. Just a little bit of a upswing today. We'll see how that holds. So, KE8 VSI.
W8RCY checking in.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, Greg, it was 40 was on fire. I did not get a report less than 5.9 or hear less than 5.9. And then 80 was actually pretty good, too. I hung out over there for a bit. That was the other reason I wanted to put up the long wire. Just better on 40 and 80 than that chameleon. So that chameleon is a 5-to-1 transformer with a 60-foot wire. So not resonant anywhere, and it just I feel like I just do not get out nearly as good, and it doesn't hear nearly as good as that 130-foot wire, obviously, right? I feel like that kind of makes sense. So I've got that mast guide and staked in my backyard right now. It's up about halfway, so it doesn't flex so much, and that's what I worked with, and it worked great. So I'm going to leave it there for now. My wife hasn't said anything, so the yard looks like crap anyway. I was like, what do you care? You know, we don't even have grass yet, so... I look forward to getting back out and running some POTA, especially now that it's nice out. I walked outside yesterday barefoot, and my feet didn't get cold, so I was like, oh my God, spring's here. Go ahead, Donald.
As long as there's no snow on my balcony, I'll go out in the winter if I'm barefoot. My balcony's only 50 square feet, but 10x5, but... I'm one of those crazy guys anyways. I'm in shorts and t-shirts all year round inside my apartment. Don't even run the heat because I'm so high up and heat rises. That technology works for me. And once it gets above 55, all the windows get open in the summertime. I don't even run my air conditioning. Central heat, central air in this place, I don't even run it. That's why my electric bill is like $25, $27 a month. With all the electronics plugged in this place, you'd think my bill was like, you know, double that, if not more. But, I'm fortunate to have that here. Like I said, I don't live in the Taj Mahal, but there are some perks. Over to you, Greg, and good morning, sir.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, that's a good situation to be in when you're in a building like that. It definitely helps with the utility bills, for sure. I've been running heat and air conditioning here off and on as the days and weather changes. My wife's got a ton of allergies, so we kind of keep the house closed up. But when I can step out, I do, and I'm grateful for these last few days. Well, glad that long wire is working out for you, and you're right, it does make sense. So, are there plans, or what is the plan for getting the lawn, Dakota? I was wondering if you're doing that this year, or are you still waiting?
Donald, I'm the same way. Shorts and t-shirt all winter. I don't care if it's negative 10 out, I got to take the garbage out. I'm walking down in shorts and t-shirts and Crocs. But, yeah, Greg, plant is lawn this fall. Got to do a lot of grade work. Basically fix the yard. It was not graded correctly, so we got a little bit of work ahead of us, but it is what it is. My wife had to have the house. So we'll fix it and plant some seed this fall, and hopefully that'll be the end of it. And then, the fun stuff, air quotes, landscaping trees, antenna masts, things like that will come next year.
All right, very good. Yeah, the grading, oh my gosh, definitely do all you can with that, because you really only get one shot at it. So if it takes all summer, spring and summer, to get that right before you do lawn in the fall, just do it and overdo it. whatever you can do. I don't know if you're getting sprinklers or sewage or drainage or whatever you got to do. Do it and do it as best you can. And then that'll pay off for years and years to come. So, and I don't blame your wife. If you could get in the house earlier and that didn't get done right, kind of a conundrum there, but I would be interested in the house myself. The rest of it can always be done, and like you said, you're getting it done.
You doubled, and Greg won. Yeah, Greg, that was the whole thing, right? It was a new house. We renovated the last house and lived in it the entire time we were there. And fortunately, we got a bunch of equity because of that, but we didn't want to do it again. So we decided we'll take the new house with no yard over older house with a yard. Go ahead, Donald. I didn't hear anything you said, so give me one more time.
Okay. No, I just said, I was just talking about in reference to where the information was located in the package you're receiving today. It's in the little 4x4 carrier that says you would put programming discs in. You just zip that open, you'll find the Motorola disc in there and a couple other, I think the other one's in there too. And then there's a slip of paper that has the launch code to the computer. And I'll be around all day. Feel free just to call me. I'll make sure I get your call over anybody else's. And so on and so forth. And now I'm just waiting for the courier to wake up. And I'm on this booth lane because some unnamed person forgot to put their really good 70 centimeter radio in the charger last night, but we won't name names.
Thought something was different on your radio. You're definitely quieter than usual. Everything sounds good and everything, just definitely on the quiet side. So that's about it for me this morning, just hanging out, and I imagine there'll be some more of the usual suspects showing up. Was that you that got the new Yaesu radio, Dakota? Not sure. If I just breezed through Telegram. I didn't know who got what.
All right, Donald. Yeah, as soon as I get it, I'll let you know, and I'll get going on it. It shouldn't be a big deal, though. It may not move fast because she's old, but I should be able to get it back to operating. Based on the issues you were describing, I think our best bet is just nuke the thing, start fresh, give you a fresh install, and then that way you can get going on whatever you want to get going on. And yeah, Greg, my FTM-150 RASP showed up yesterday, finally. I ordered it last Thursday from DXE, but I had to ship from Vegas. And thing's awesome, man. Yaesu redeemed themselves. I'll give them a nod so far. This was my first commute with it, and it's got that ASP technology that's just unbelievable. I thought it was going to be a gimmick. And I was testing the Mecha machine from my house, and it was cleaning up the signal so well that I could actually hear them loud as I could, you know, loud and clear. And very impressed. It's loud, it's clear. It doesn't have the weird nuances of the 500 that I used to have. So, so far, so good. They get the nod from me. They redeem themselves on this one. I hope it stays that way. And I don't think I'm going to crack the case on it either.
All right, very good. Yeah, I saw that little video with the ASP, DSP, digital signal processor. Yeah, I mean, what a difference. Wow, that was actually quite impressive, and that was just a cheesy video on Telegram there. I can imagine in real life, that's got to be pretty cool.
I missed my turn there. I was distracted by a phone call. Sorry. Let Dakota go, and then I'll come back.
Yeah, like I said, I thought it was going to be gimmicky, because the 891's got something similar. I think it's called DSP. It's either DNR or DSP. There's two of them. I can't remember which one's the one that, like, reduces the noise. And it works okay, but it literally makes them sound like they're underwater. Granted, that's HF, so it's a little different beast here. The signals are probably not as strong as they are coming off of an FM repeater. But, yeah, I couldn't believe it. It sounds great. looks good. Super happy with it. So for the money, I think that if you're going to buy an analog dual bander, I think that's the way to go. Under $400, I don't think you're gonna beat it with that kind of technology. I don't like that they're starting to nickel and dime you. Like they have an FTM-150R that's like $50 cheaper, but it doesn't have ASP. Then they have the ASP model, and they did the same thing with the 510, but the 510 doesn't have Bluetooth, so you can buy a Bluetooth module and the ASP module. So it's like, all right, now there's all these different product numbers and modifications you can do to these radios. It's like, why not just make one radio that's rock solid and charge a fair price? But I don't know. After the bad experience I had with that 500 and then coming to this, it's night and day. So it checks all my boxes. I don't do digital. I don't care to do APRS. I don't need a colored touchscreen. So I'm happy.
Old black and white monochromatic screen on a radio? Oh, my gosh. That's what I look at when I look at this Bowfinger that I was on. Now I'm back on a better radio, so I should be sounding better. I got it charged up enough to use it. I've been up since 4, so it should be charged up by now, and it is fully charged. So, yeah, that's a good thing, and like I said, I'll just be here all day standing by, waiting for what's going on with my little project right now. Great, go ahead.
All right, very good. Yeah, you sound like your normal self now. Pretty much exactly the same, just a touch louder. So I'm glad you got some charge. You beat me up this morning at 4 a.m., eh? I got up at 4:35. I was like, aye, aye, aye. So as I mentioned to Dakota, there's a nap in my future. I can't wait. And then we shall see what today's going to bring. Not sure yet.
K-8, are you H?
Good morning, Anthony. Yeah, Don, I'll keep in touch with you. We'll get it going, and should be done today if I get it today. But I know Sean had some stuff he had to run around this morning, but we'll be in contact throughout the day. So hopefully at the very latest, it's done tomorrow. And yeah, Greg, I could definitely go for a nap, too. I just put down a 16-ounce Red Bull, and I'm at the parking lot just procrastinating going in, hanging out with the Breakfast Club. Oh, and Donald, it's an amber screen, so it's not black and white. There is an option for black and white, but I have it set to amber because I think it looks cool. Go ahead, Anthony.
Good morning. See everyone's here. It sounds like Sean's out running around town or doing whatever he's doing, so beautiful morning, and hopefully we can get to stay over quick. I spent last night and this morning trying to convince myself today was Friday, but it's not. So we'll get there. I think it goes over to Donald next, maybe.
You sir are correct. Ding, ding, ding. Greg, I've been up since 4, but I actually didn't go to bed till about 1:30. So. You know, we'll see who hits the naps first, but I think you're going to win because I got a busy day today. And, Anthony, I think Sean is doing DoorDash deliveries, and I say that with a joke because when I talk to Dakota later, I'll send him a picture of something related to DoorDash and how he's getting that package that he's working on for me today. It was just a crazy thought, but I didn't think of it until it was too late. Great, to over to you. You get to nap in first. W8RCY for identification.
Wow, that's not a lot of sleep. Jeez. I definitely got enough sleep, or just not as much as usual. So, well, I hope your busy day goes smooth and then you get to get some rest at some point. KE8VSI. That's all I got for now. I'm gonna bow out for now. So go ahead, Dakota. KE8VSI.
KE8BBF. Always a pleasure, Greg. Good talking to you this morning. I'm sure we'll talk soon here. I'm just like I said, sitting in the parking lot, procrastinating. I can smell the new radio smell. Assuming it's getting warm somewhere, somehow. It smells like sterile China, but I don't know if it's made in China. But yeah, Donald, I'm actually kind of excited. I don't think I've worked on anything that old in a while, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, like I said, it shouldn't be a big deal. We'll get it going.
Dakota, I bought the RT Systems software for that radio last night, and man, I wish I would have done that yesterday morning or whenever, the day before that, because that made it so much easier. Got it to work right away, and now I'm up and running. Just got to figure out a few more things on that radio, and that mounting bracket should be here Thursday and should be good to go. Then I got to figure out, like I was telling you, I got to figure out how to terminate some coax, and I'll be good to go. I'll have that switch in, and I'll be able to go back and forth between the garage radio and the basement radio. Over to you, Donald.
As far as Volcomana chromatic streams, yeah, I forgot. I've been around a few Kenwoods in my time, and I know they got those golden screens, golden, you know, graphite gray screens. So, yeah, it's not just, you know, monochromatic, black on white or gray on white, whatever it was. Gray on black.
Yeah.
And as far as Anthony, RT System software, oh, my gosh. I have these Wooksons that I'm talking on right now. And looks like I might have to chew a little hole in my Bowfang so people can hear me better. But the RT Systems brand of software, game changer for these Wooksons that I have. I have a CAM version and a CMRS version. And made my life a lot easier. I still don't use Chirp factory software or the recommended software. And RT Systems for my Wooksons is a definite game changer. Back to Dakota.
I used to poo-poo RT Systems. I'm like, why would I buy programming software if all these radios have free ones? And then I bought it for, I can't remember which radio. I think it was my ID52 was the first radio I bought it for. And just the ability to import all the channels, because I put everything on most of my radios, except for my ASUS, because I can't organize them because they don't use banks for whatever freaking reason. But like my Kenwood, I literally import like Marine, FRS, GMRS. I mean, it has everything, and it's all in banks, and it's so nice, and it's so clean. And the beauty of the RT Systems is you literally just buy it for your next radio. So I already had it for my 500, and then I bought it for my 150, and I literally just copied the code from the 500, pasted it into the 150, deleted the digital channels, and that was it. Like, it took literally 30 seconds to program 160 channels into a brand new radio. It's worth $25. It's going to save you so much time, and making changes after the fact is so easy. It's just a no-brainer.
Yeah, you know, I have RT for my VX6 and my 2730, and, you know, who knows why I didn't think of just buying it, but it was like, you said, hey, why don't you buy the RT? It was like a light one off and went, oh, yeah, why don't I buy that? And I think I was just letting it get overburden me with the idea that you could put it on a SD card, because all the other radios I have, you have to do it with a cable, so I just didn't think of it. Went the hard way first, and now I'm good. I gotta either take the VX6 and delete the GMRS, or just build a new one, and I'll see. I think I can bank it also, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'll probably build this a little different than I have my everyday radios.
With my two Wooksons, the GMRS only version and the AM version, the KGUV9P series radios, which is their tactical radios, I had to purchase. This is the only thing that was negative that I could say about RT Systems, is the fact that I had to put two separate. I used the cable system, the
do it to do the download. But, yeah, having to buy two different things where, you know, these people that swear by eat, sleep, and drink chirp systems, they do everything. I loaded chirp into my old granddad computer, and it screwed up my computer about a year ago. And I got it out of there, and it took me a while to get that. I don't know if it was a bug virus or something. It screwed up my laptop and got that taken care of. But, yeah, that's the only thing negative I can say about RT Systems. And when you buy these Wilkson radios, you have to buy the software for that particular radio. It could add up. I mean, I paid, I think, close to $40 for each one. And, yeah, that's my 2 cents on it.
In my opinion, chirp is for Bofangs, nothing else. Use the factory software or buy RT Systems. Anthony, if you want me to crack that radio open, I'm surprised it's not already. I could have swore it was, but maybe it wasn't. But if you want me to crack the thing open, I can. And then you don't have to change your code plug. But I'm also on the fence about opening up this one, too. So I don't know. But, yeah, RT Systems, just like I said, the import, the copy-paste, I mean, all the radios are the setup the same. It's like you can't really beat it. But, yeah, send me pictures of that man pack, too, when you're done with the 100. And if you want to learn how to terminate coax, let me know what kind you have. If you're not familiar with terminating stuff, I recommend just buying the DXE stripper. It's got the blades in it at preset depths and spacing for the ends. That's the route I would take if you are not familiar with terminating cables of any sort. It takes all the guesswork out of it. You just clamp it on, twist it, pull it off, and you're ready to slide the end on.
That's what I'm going to probably have to do. And when I'm ready to do it, I'll hit you up and figure out, like, a list of things that I need to pick up so that I can do it. And then I'll have all the stuff. I probably will take a while to build out this 100 just because it gets expensive with all the little things you gotta put on there and, you know, all the parts and pieces. Battery gets expensive, you know, it ends up being a couple $100 you put into it. So it'll take a little bit of time, but I'm just glad to have a nice radio in the garage and be able to play with a little bit of digital and then have something beacon and APRS. Hopefully sometime soon the machine at Mount Clemens will get taken care of and that hits my house for APRS, and that'd be pretty good. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited to build that thing out.
Yeah, with me living in an HOA, I can't do the build-outs that you guys want to do and go expanding to the other frequency levels that are available. That's why I've always run in UHF, and I'm just looking to expand my footprint in 70 centimeter right now and keep what I've got going, but just get everything into one radio. And as far as me having a Bofang, I got that as a rite of passage from the overseer of the Troy GMRS repeater there. Mike got it for me as a gag gift, and from what Greg was saying, it sounds like I may have to drill that little hole out for the microphone, because I guess that's one of the things you have to do. But that's the only reason why I have a church. I think I put in the gear bag, the RTS box with the chirp cable. I don't want it in there. I think it was just part of the box. So just ignore that, Dakota. Yeah, that's the only reason why I have a Bofang. You know, you're a ham operator, you got to have a Bofang somewhere in your fleet, even if it's like mine was a gag gift. And it took me 3 months to take it out of the box and actually put it together. I did buy a Jack Special Nagoya antenna for it as well, W8RCY.
NADBF. Yeah, Anthony, I know it gets expensive. It's nickel and dime, man. I mean, stupid little things like adapters and short patch cables and whatnot, it all adds up quick, especially the battery part. And Donald, we're just talking, he builds these like little portable UHF VHF mobile man packs, which I think once the Kenwood comes out, that's what this Yaesu is going to turn into. But basically, it's a self-contained bag that's got a mobile in it, and all you need is slap a mag mount on whatever vehicle you're in, rather than using an HD. But for you, to expand your footprint, I don't know if you can get away with it, but if you clamp a mobile antenna on your balcony and then get a mobile radio that does crossband repeat in the apartment, you could talk into that the mobile with your HT from anywhere, and then that'll send out with more power and better reception, to whatever repeaters you're trying to work on. That's what I do at home. I've got a 2730 with a Comet antenna in my attic, and I just leave it on crossband repeat into the FBI system, and I can walk around pretty much. I can drive about five-ish miles away, maybe more, and still get into my crossbander and sound fine coming out on the FBI.
You know, I never thought about that. I should figure out and set up my 2730, and I could probably use that to do the same thing and use an HT to get into the FBI and other repeaters locally. And but then I'd have to leave it out in my car. I don't want to do that. But yeah, that's a cool idea, Dakota. I'll have to try that one day just to figure out how to get it set up, because that makes a lot of sense.
Well, the only HOA issue that I'm aware of that I really look closely at is if you want a satellite dish, because we do have people from the Middle East that live here in the campus, and the south side of the campus, if your apartment faces in that direction like mine does, you could put a satellite reception dish out there, and they really don't talk about it much of anything else. And my antenna is an on-glass antenna that's used in racing purposes, and it's tuned to 440 to 470. I had to have some custom build because it was originally just a 450 to 470, and the company that I work with for that had one custom built for me, and it cost me a pretty penny. But yeah, it sticks on the inside of the door wall glass, and it kicks out. It'll, even though it's pointing southwest, it will reach back to Mount Clemens. And then again, if it's hooked up to my big Motorola desktop radio mobile units, I think it's out 45 watts. So I have the impact and stuff like that. It's just, if I was in the neighboring tower, I know I can finagle that manager. This manager here is a little bit more difficult to work with, and she might say something, or if I have a neighbor that says something, that would cause me some problems I don't need. Over to you, Dakota.
I forgot you had a mobile in there, so yeah, you're set then. You wouldn't really be gaining much from doing a crossband other than being able to walk around freely and not be at the desk. But, Anthony, yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that. You know, another option, I don't know, I'll look. I don't know if the FTM-100 does crossband, but I know that the 300 did, and it wasn't as good as the 2730. But, with that being said, you could put the Yaesu in your car and then put the 2730 at home, and it would do both. You could use it as a base and crossband, or they're cheap enough that what you're going to spend on crimping shenanigans is going to cost what that radio costs. So you could just get another one of those. Food for thought. But I didn't think it was going to work as good as it does, and it works incredibly well. It's basically a node, but it's all RF. So it kind of impressed me.
That's pretty awesome, because I know you're the same way I am. You want as much of it to be RF as you can, not over the internet, and just making it, you know, regardless of the internet being up or down, you still are able to communicate with everyone. So, yeah, that's pretty sweet. Hey, guys, I just pulled in. I'm going to cut you guys loose and talk to you maybe this afternoon. This is KERUH, and I will be clear on your finals. I'll listen out.
Okay, Anthony, have a great day. All the best. Open up the windows if you can in the office and get some fresh air in there. And if you go to lunch, have some pasta.
make the best of it, and we'll catch up with you later. And as far as my situation as well, I'm trying to run everything when this is all said and done out of my Motorola. I'm going to probably end up getting a node and stuff like that, because I do want to talk more DMR than the DMR that I have in there already from Motorola, and there is a subscription service to that, and they gave me a reduced price because I'm old, and I have over 30 year relationship with Motorola, so that's the reason why I have that perk. But yeah, I just want to carry one radio that's going to do everything I need in my UHF needs, and go from there. So over to you, Dakota. You're probably at work as well, and I'm keeping you from your duties there. And I know you appreciate it, because I know you don't want to go in today because it's a beautiful day.
Maybe just a little comment for the crossbanding.
Go ahead.
Just a little courtesy, if you are going to be doing crossbanded indoor repeaters, and I know Sean knows, pretty much everybody, but it might be wise just to send an email stating what you're doing, phone number, if you're doing it on a system that, somebody don't know. That way, if there's trouble, they have a way to easily identify, what's going on and who to call. Just a little courtesy thing I thought I'd throw in there. I heard you guys talk about the crossband, so. Been there, done that. It does work. Set up correctly. Sounds like you're finding that out fairly well there, Dakota. Go ahead. Give me this here.
When I was researching it, I was talking to him on the air. I talked to Sean. He said it was fine. He said go for it. 2730 works better than the Asus do as far as the hang time. I can actually control that, and I was able to set it to off. So as soon as I unkey, it drops. So it's been 100% reliable so far. No issues, but yeah. And I only turn it on when I'm home. So if there are issues, I can remotely or not remotely, I can manually disconnect and alleviate the issue. But, yeah, Donald, I'm at work. I'm going to jump out here, too. I do not want to go in because it's gorgeous out, but it is what it is. And, I've got the same school of thought. My THD75 is my do-all one-stop shop radio. I can grab an all-star node, a mag mount, or my open spot, and I can pretty much do anything I want on UHF, VHF, including APRS. So I'm going to jump out. Both of you guys have a good day, and I'll catch you all later. NABBF, I'll be clear.
I'll be around waiting for your call sometime today, tomorrow. Again, make it a good one, and I was going to write you a doctor's note, But there were times when cell phones first came out, if you're still listening. I actually called in sick one time from the parking lot, and the office manager goes, "Don't I see your car in the parking lot?" I said, "Yeah, but you're not coming in." I said, "No, transfer me to my boss, and I'll tell him directly." Okay, so I've done it. All right, everybody have a great day. W-H-R-C-Y, we're clear for now.
Yeah, it was more for people listening, Dakota. Not so much for you, but other people listening doing the crossband, and there's trouble, that way the repeater owner would know and easily be able to identify it. So I know there's a lot of people out here listening and trying stuff on what they're hearing. I wanted to pass that along. You guys have a good day. KBSW.
Oh, information is always good information. I mean, it may not apply to my application because I've been a UHFer for over 30 years, going back to 1978. So, I'm not having any plans on talking 2 meter. Or anything. I'll just be sticking in the UHF band. But any information is out there. It may not be for my ears, like you said, but somebody may be able to pick up a tip or two. And it's much appreciated for useful information. W8RCY. First name is Donald, and I'm in South Sylvan County.
Donald, yeah, no problem. The cross bending does work. I mean, I've done it. It works even better if you just do it one way, you know. If you just need the help getting into the repeater, but you can hear the repeater, so it does work. But being on the other side of it, trying to find issues too, you know, it's nice to be able to know, you know, what somebody's doing. Radio down. My name is Jeff. Call us KV8SWR. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm learning about, you know, the other bands in amateur radio and things like, you say, cross-banding and so on and so forth. I just, the only reason why I have a 2-meter radio, because it's built into this Wookson HT that I'm talking on, 70-centimeter, 2-meter for that purpose. But until I get my Motorola's upgraded to what I need for 70-centimeter, this one here will probably just sit in the charger more. I'll just have it with me on occasions when I don't want to walk around with a moto and draw attention to myself. I have a tendency to do that. I got to get my day started. I got some things I'm waiting, phone calls on and so forth. So good talking to you. And again, no such thing as bad information. It may not be for everybody's ears, but it'll be beneficial for somebody. Have a great day, Jeff. WRC Wycliffe.
You as well. I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful day. Keep it SWR.
W8RCY.
All right.
Greg. Yeah, I'm going to be passing by his place in about 15, 20 minutes. Then I'll be passing by again a little while after that. So I'm going past him a couple times. And so hopefully it'll be an opportunity to just, if nothing else, just toss it in his car. All right, catch you later. That'll be it.
Reached out and my package still feels large and well, so thought I would share that with you. Keep it up, here.
As long as it's still there, you're golden.
Good in there, or if that was just you giving me crap because I thought you said Warren was going to be your first thing aboard today to get that installed. I was just going to say, make sure you plug it in the right port on the router. Have a good one. I'll be around. Keep it SWR.
Good morning. WDPT.
W8FU.
KE8TFM.
I am the walrus, Cuckoo Kachu.
Did you just say you're the walrus?
I did. And, you know, I just got my guy set up. Now I got to go run a couple of errands. Really not supposed to leave them, but I can leave them for 10 or 15, keep my door locked. They don't need to get in right now. They're pouring concrete.
Drop your package in the cement. You should be fine.
What's City Burger? I'm here at 17 and Van Dyke. There's a place called City Burger I've never seen before.
Two of us. I've been down that way. I don't even know what is there anymore.
Well, there's Nikki D's, Coney Island, where their chicken Greek salad is just phenomenal. But it's huge, so you're not going to be able to eat it in one sitting. And I just don't like leftover salad, so I'm always reluctant to get it just because so much goes to waste. I mean, I'll generally pick out all the chicken. Sometimes I'll even ask, just put the chicken on the side, and right out of the gate, I'll just take half the salad and a good portion of the chicken, and I'll have chicken smacks for days. They put so much excellent grilled chicken on it. That dressing is just like none other. But you got to do that because they give you so much.
Sounds like a challenge to me. Usually I can put down a good size chef salad, but a chicken salad, no, that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, when they add all that protein, and they do add a lot of it, it takes it kind of next level. So, I mean, is there a time where I could have? I mean, I don't know, maybe. It's a lot of salad. So, anyhow, very good, though. Very much worth the trip. So if you're ever in there, they got another one at 8 Mile and Mound, I think it is. And so they got a location at 8 Mound and then 17 in Van Dyke. And then I think there might be another one on the west side. called Nikki D's. So I'm guessing if you're at one of the three or whatever, you know, it'll be the same.
I've seen the one at Eight Mound, and I've been tempted to stop by there. But I didn't know that they had one at 17 in Mandalay, so now I'm going to have to try it. My brother works at the American Coney Island up there on Van Dyke and Riverland, and he makes a good breakfast.
Yeah, I'm debating what I'm going to do for... At 10:42, it looks like I'm going to do lunch. I go to lunch at 11:30 anyhow, but I was kind of hoping to get these guys... I thought these guys were going to be here at 8, and then I would squirt over to... I like Phoenix, Coney Island, right there, or by my site. And I was going to just set up my laptop, get breakfast, and do a little work out of there. But they ended up calling late, so they wouldn't be there till 10. So now here we are, and it's lunch already. So if I do go plop down somewhere with my laptop, it's going to be over lunch. I do like Lost Tortugas. There's a, right at 18 in Van Dyke, there's a... street taco joint. It used to be real, you know, it was in a Mexican supermarket up at 22 in Van Dyke, and then they moved down to 18 in Van Dyke in a much fancier facility and upped their game a little. You know, sometimes when places do that, they lose some of their charm. I liked it when it was just, you know, tablecloths over plain old, you know, just regular old tables and fold-up chairs and in the front of a supermercado, you know, that was great stuff. Now they're all appealing to the millennials.
Yeah, they make it all fancy looking, and then their food quality starts to decline because they're putting money in the place that it shouldn't be. I agree with that. And Phoenix is good, too. That's a really good place. They got good counties.
My favorite Coney is Lafayette, rats and all. That's, to me, that's the absolute definitive Detroit Coney Island. And there's not too many that get that right. Although, surprisingly, there's a little dive hamburger joint called the Tellway, which they're the closest I've had. They're not the same, but... And they recently changed their bun to a fancier bun, and that kind of ruined it.
Tellway, right there on, what is that, on Tequinder and 10 Mile or somewhere right around there? Or 13, I know which one you're talking about, Tellway Burgers. Yeah, they're the best.
That would be 11 and John R. And, yeah, it was, I think that's been a Tellway since it opened. Sometimes I'll go get some of their burgers, sometimes I'll go get Coney's. The Coney's are surprisingly good for a little dive. But I haven't been there in a while because, you know, I got to watch the carbs and all the bread from the buns, you know, they're that processed white flour buns, so I got to watch.
And they just reopened the sit-down restaurant like a month and a half ago, so you can actually go in there now and sit down. It was closed for all those years. You only had carry-out.
Get me hungry, guys. Tunnel.
Good morning to you both. I'm just checking in and saying hello, and, yeah, I'm... The funny thing is, I've been living in this area for 11 years now, and I've yet to go to Tellway. If I want a full-size slider, I usually go to Travis on the east side where I grew up in St. Clair Shores, or Hunter House up in Birmingham off of Woodward and Maple. Those are the places I went to back in the day.
So, did Dakota give you a call? He asked for your number.
I've heard back from him via a text, and I guess the number I had for him that I tried to call him at may not be as bad number, because the number he texted me back at is a different number than I have on record. So, but the news is good. It should be just about done. He texted me about an hour ago. He's trying to load Motorola software into it to see if the disk drive thing is still functional. And that was the last I heard, but I have not heard that if it's stick a fork in it and it's done kind of a thing. So I'll check with him after around noon, 1 o'clock or so.
Yeah, I just let him be. He'll get it. He'll let us know. So I'll bet he has it pretty quick. I'm going to be not far from him. He has become pretty close to where I am. I'll only have to come, go about a mile to connect with him before he starts north. I'm going to be at 18 in Van Dyke, and he's got to come to Van Dyke and 59 to head north. So we might be able to get the handoff today if he gets it today. So anyhow, go ahead, Tom.
Have you tried the Brains Burgers, now that you're talking about sliders?
So, Brains I'm aware of is the one that's down the street from me here on DeQuinder. It's on the southwest corner of 9 Mile and DeQuinder, and they got the horse or the donkey still up on the roof. And the only thing I've ever been in there for was coffee at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, coming back from the bars and heading back towards St. Clair Shores back in my younger days, but I haven't been in there either. but it's still there. That's the only one I know of. I mean, there may be others, but it's the only one.
Yeah, Braves at 9 Mile and John R., I've been there a few times, but I don't remember much about it. It seemed like it was okay, but I don't remember anything, compelling me to go back, I guess, is what I'm saying.
What I was trying to figure out, because I haven't been there ever, so, but I've been to Tellway like you guys on more than one occasion. Six pack is always good. You can't get anything less than that when you get there.
So we are driving past this garage sale at 13 Mile Road between Ryan and Mound. It's there like all the time. It's like a perpetual garage sale.
Maybe that means that I just made a wrong turn. That means that Armada is going to be opening up soon.
I was looking at the map at something and I can't. I was right in the area 13 miles and I can't find this garage sale thing that Sean talks about. Not familiar with that. He's got me on that one. But, yeah.
I'm at the drive through at my pharmacy. Carry on. Be back. WAFU.
DeQuinder and 8 Mile, I think. County line.
There used to be a flea market about a block north of 8 Mile and DeQuinder on the Warren side. And in that same lot, there used to be a Farmer Jack's that I once worked at a bazillion years ago, back in around 75, 76, 77, somewhere. I don't even know what that building. I know the building's still standing. That might be an extension to the flea market or some other country store, fair, flea market type place. But, yeah, it's about a block or so north of 8 Mile and DeQuinder.
Do Joe's repeater, and all of a sudden I lost it.
Is it just me, or are a lot of the comm systems messing up? I mean, we have static on these amateur radio frequencies, and I'm hearing static on the GMRS frequencies as well. And it just seems like ever since we had these windstorms, everything's just messed up, and statics, you know, bacon fry, sizzle, you name it. And it's just, I guess the storms really blew some antennas around or something, or knocked something out of alignment. Or is it just me imagining what I'm hearing?
No, I'm hearing it too. So, it's not just you. But I have arrived at my destination, or more or less, my next run. So, we're in the final. Try to tell everybody, once I get out of this establishment, KKK.
Aren't you supposed to be out flapping your arms today on this beautiful day and flying somewhere? Good morning, W8RCY.
Hello, RCY. Yes, I am. I'm heading towards the airport right now. I did respond to your email, though, this morning. I don't know if you had a chance to read it, but I think I responded to it. I know I did.
Okay, well, response is one thing. It's more importantly that it did go through. You know, I was doing it off my phone because my computer was packed up and ready to be sent over to Dr. Dakota, and I should have it back either tonight or tomorrow. But, yeah, so I'll catch up on that because I'm working off my phone. And I'm working off my tablet, and my tablet's watching racing down in Indianapolis right now. Well, there's nothing going on because they have a communications problem, and it's not safe to be going 240 miles an hour without communication. So, all right, well, have a safe trip. You know, hope it's in a glide pattern so you don't have to flap your arms too much. And hope you have good weather because you're leaving a lot of nice weather here behind. And, yep, we'll get back in touch when you're back. W8RCY.
Yeah, basically, we got to read the code plug. So, one way or another, I'll figure it out. So, I should just break down and buy a Windows portable PC. I'm like Sean. I got a Mac. And it doesn't do things that you want it to do sometimes. It does do things really great, like texting and everything else, but some of these older programs, i.e. the code plug reader, they just don't go well on a Mac. So, but once we get the code plug, then we can get everything pushed in pretty easy for you.
Sounds good to me. All right, again, safe trip. Okay, we'll catch up with you when you get back. W8RCY.
They always ask you if you'd like to round up. They never ask you if you'd like to round down. NHKPP.
W8FU.
Hey, FA. Yeah, I see you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you? Haven't talked to you in a while. Everything okay?
Yes, everything is good and okay. Sunshine, beautiful day today, and I'm going to go to Cass Lake over family's house.
Sounds like a plan. It's already 70, according to the car here, it's 72 degrees, so it's a beautiful day to be on the lake.
Yes, it is. How is Sean today?
Not bad. I've got a little, got an easy day. Doing a little vendor babysitting at one of my tower sites, so I just ran out real quick here and took care of some stuff. I'm going to go back in and see how things are coming along and see if they need access to anything that's secure. But that's it for me. I'm going to be spending the remainder of the day in around 18 in Van Dyke.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that, really, for you. So you're going home now? Or you're off a little bit on your lunch?
No, like I said, I just ran out and did an errand, so I'm running back to the job, and I'll be pretty much hanging out there until 3, 4 o'clock. So, it's just a lot of busy work. I got to get on my computer. The problem is I don't have anywhere easy to do that. I have to go find a restaurant or something.
Yeah, when you got something to do, you got to get on the computer, really. That's what it is. So what else? Anything new on the repeater?
Well, I'm doing a little work over on the VHF side, 2 meters. There's a repeater up at Mount Clemens I'm doing a little work on. Other than that, not a whole lot. You know, that's been keeping me busy enough with ham radio projects. Not doing much at home either. I look at all the gear every day. And I got some nice gear. Then I go about whatever I was, something else.
Yeah, I went out to the garage yesterday. Inside the garage, I changed the oil on the rider so I can start cutting the grass. The grass on the other side is a little bit high, and there's a lot of cleanup we got to do after the winter.
Yeah, that first grass cutting, if you haven't already done it, it's going to be due by the weekend, I think. I'm looking at mine, and it's like I could afford to get out there right now. I'll probably push it to the weekend, the tractor out, and do my first cut this weekend, I'm guessing. I still got a lot of leaves and crap that blew around in the fall and the winter, so they're all dried up now, so I'll grind those up and mulch them, and if I have to rake them, I'll do that, but I'd rather not.
Yeah, when it comes to work, and then you got to work the whole thing out one day. Sometimes you cannot leave it till the next day because all that leaves and all that, they come right back. That's why.
Well, it never ends, that's for sure. All right, Jack, I'm going to run inside the Starbucks here and grab myself a cup because I'm going to be locked down my next stop here, so. And I haven't had a coffee yet today. It's already noon. Go figure. All right, I'm going to run in here. Catch you in a bit. WNFU.
John, good talking to you. Take care. WNFU. KFA. PRC.
W8FU.
KF8A.
What's up?
Can't decide if you're talking Warren or Richmond. I'm in the center. I'm mobile, going home from 94 and 23 Mile Road.
Maybe one day, maybe when I get the RTCMs, I'll simulcast, and then there won't be any decisions to make. You'll just stay on the 2.6 and never have to switch the knob.
Yeah, both are reading about the same strength from over here, so 23 and Gratiot.
Yeah, they complement each other really well. You know, the problem is it puts the handheld coverage area has a weakness, you know, right in there where a high number of people that want to use the system live. So that's why I wouldn't mind having like a Mount Clemens receiver or something even somewhere else. But where, you know, the problem is there's just flat, nothing out that way.
Yeah, unless there was some way to have like really cheap receivers, you could like put them like almost everywhere, but sounds like they're like 300 a piece. That's no good. But like if they were like $50 a piece.
Now the other way you could do it, pretty affordable, but it would be you could put a receiver on the with a different PL, and then you would just switch the PL. If you would have to know where you're at. So like let's just say one of those towers behind your house. Let's say we put a satellite receiver or a receiver there, and we would just have it connected up via All-Star, but it would be a different PL. And if you used a different PL, you'd still be listening to the main transmitter, but you would be going in there. That could work. The problem is that since there's no GPS or any timing, you know, the delays can get quite healthy, and we don't have 44Net at that location. So until I could get rid of some of the latency by maybe multi-pointing in somewhere from that location, you know, that'd be the other issue as well, calling on the internet.
Yeah, that's how you're getting the echo. Yeah, but like, what's the maximum delay? Like, we're talking like a second, half a second.
When you're using the RTCMs with the GPS, it's an echo at most. You know, it's very close. You know, because it's all GPS timed. But when and you're on a low latency network, you know, like the 44Net, then you know it's all good. It's very very quick. Where am I going here? Where's the? Okay, there's where I'm going. Anyhow, but if you're on the internet. You know, I've heard instances where, you know, I was coming over a node, you know, seconds after, you know, I could hear like the whole last couple of words that I said, you know, so, you know, all bets are off when there's no GPS and you're going over the internet.
Yeah, I was doing that before. I was, like, putting my node in, like, receive mode, and then I would listen on a 2.6, and then I would talk over the node. It's not too bad, but I did hear the last, like, few couple syllables of my, what I was saying. And I think it really depends on how many connections you have to the hub, too. Like, if there's a lot of hub connections, you'd have to kind of isolate it and, like, only allow your link on that particular hub.
Yeah, there might be other ways to clean it up a little bit if you were going to do that. You know, I thought about doing that in the past, but I'm probably going to go with the RTCM, you know, like I said, you know, first to do the voting. But another thing I noticed is is leading up on this. You don't have to do it all. You can have some satellite receivers, and you could have some simulcast transmitters. So I could have, like, instead of having the 225 in Richmond, that could be a simulcasted repeater. And, you know, and then, but there could still be a receiver, you know, on the system at Mount Clemens, you know. So so that would be kind of cool, you know, and other various ways to accomplish that. So I know in my working knowledge of simulcast systems from a, you know, from a public safety perspective, I know that you can't get too spread out. You got, you know, there's such a thing as a little bit too far. So I'd have to look into it and see. And analog simulcast does, you know, has a little bit more crud in the overlap zone than digital. So a lot of things to consider, but very intriguing. I'd like to see it in operation. I'm pretty sure the Central Michigan's got, or has at least has dabbled with it. I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I just got to find an area where they've done it before. I wonder if they've done it in, like, New York or California or something like that. Very interesting. But, yeah, if anybody wanted, like, a local receiver, they could just do it themselves, right? Like, I could just set up an All-Star node and do the thing that we were just describing and have it just in receive only. It does work, but, you know, yeah, you got to suffer with the delay. But it's only going to be a delay to the person that's using it.
Right, I should probably do one up, put it at, let's say, the county building or something, just a, you know, proof of concept. It would be easy enough to do. So, or just put it at my shop. I don't know. Just put it somewhere where, you know, we get enough use on it that we could see how it works out in practice. All right. Anyhow, my next stop is straight ahead. I'm going to go knock out half an hour of PT at PF while I'm the guys took a break from the job site to go get some lunch. So I'm gonna get a half an hour in it. Planet Fatness. So I will be back after yours, W8. Fat and ugly. W8FU.
Alrighty, yeah, I just arrived home. I'll talk to you later. Okay, F8F.
Good afternoon, Sean. I thought I'd just jump in here from out of the network, out of the air, and say, afternoon. KBSWR.
Okay, let me know when you've had enough fun with that, or let me know if I just have to disconnect, because, you know, okay, haha.
Back. 64 degrees here in St. John's.
Hey, question, if you could be serious for a minute. Have you guys actually got simulcast running anywhere?
No, not right now. Fred dabbled with it a little bit on 2350 a while back, but no, we don't.
All right, well, what was your experience with it? You said he dabbled. Did you ever get it implemented to the point where you said, hey, that works good, or was it just never really got it that far? You know, because I don't even have RTCMs or anything at this point. And I know that adds high fab oscillators and everything to the mix. So, you know, all things that I can overcome with, you know, hey, you can fix all this with money, right? But I'm just curious if you ran it enough to say, hey, this is pretty good, or never quite got that far.
Hello?
Hello?
For the RTCMs that you're going to use for simulcast transmit, you need to take out the 9.6 megahertz crystal and feed it with a 9.6 megahertz GPSDO. if you don't, and you don't, if you're not going to transmit a PL, then you don't have to do that, which, as long as your PL, you weren't trying to transmit PL, it does work. You still have to put the 10 meg and the high stab into the RF side of the transmitters, but, if you're trying to do generate a transmit PL, you've got to also feed 9.6 megahertz into it. It worked, it's just, you got to feed the 9.6 meg in if you want the transmit PL to work. Otherwise, you get on the overlap, it does the wobble, 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 because the PL tone generation isn't exact, and that was causing issues. And it's been a few years, because, well, there's only the one site for 2350 now, that's why. It does work. What I do like your thought of Richmond, though, Sean. It's all you need to do at Richmond is put an RTCM in on Richmond's UHF, and then we just turn on transmit inside the, you know, so it'll phone home to the, so it can be on a separate frequency and still have transmit enabled. So you could put, you know, the whatever, I forget what frequency the Richmond one is, and still have 2.6, just have them, they basically would look like one repeater, even though one's transmitting on one frequency and listening on the other, and vice versa. The RTC, it doesn't care. It would be one app repeat node back at the main. And then you could still have, say, the Richmond RTCM lost its microwave link to the central site. You could still have it then go into local repeat.
All right, we're going to have to talk a little bit about that because I'm not 100% sure I'm totally grasping the benefit over what we're doing right now. But, I kind of, but I got to jump out. I got to go knock out half an hour here. The guys said I was full for lunch, so I either got to get this knocked out right now or they're going to be back and I won't be there, so. Not a big deal. I'll be back out here in a little bit. I'm intrigued by the concept here. All right, W8FQ.
W8FSM.
CQ from W8CIJ.
T-O-T-D-S. FBI hub connected to FBI second. UHF hub connected to FBI hub.
W-A-F-U.
You ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I hate it.
Well, I don't know if my volume was down or your audio is low or something, but I didn't catch that. Again, please?
Have you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No. I understand it's pretty good, but I have not partook.
There's an episode solely devoted to that noise where the main character, Larry David, is issued as a social assassin and to deliver terrible news that people don't want to give to other people. The specific case being Larry David's friend, whose wife makes every time she takes a drink of anything, and it drives the husband, his friend, crazy. So he hires Larry to basically tell her that, and, you know, difficulty ensues.
We need to hire Larry David for a few things. Well, doing my part, anyhow.
Yeah. Does this sound any different, better, worse? I guess it's probably not. I could probably drop power to test something, too. I have a window pass-through, and I changed to a different one for this hooked up to the roof antenna.
I'm not 100% sure, but it seems like I've got my volume up a little higher than usual, and it seems like Donald came in there and blasted me out, so it sounds like the audio is low. You're in good, as far as, you know, so antenna's not the issue. You're into the system good. It's just the audio seems a little on the low side.
Interesting. I already turned this mic gain up to high on this. This is like the N7500, that VGC that you have to use an app to control it, basically, mobile. I have the microphone probably an inch and a half from my mouth. And the gain's up to high.
Donald, how do our audios compare? That's how it always works.
Yeah. Greg told me I was low the other day, and I kept up on the mic gain. I put it to high, and he said it was all right, but if I'm still low, I don't know what else to do to fix it here.
Is there anyone else
loud?
On?
And the other fella is kind of a little bit low. Good signal, but a little bit low bar. Rick, KAWJ.
All right, we doubled. WOJ, go ahead. All right, I don't know, we'll have to pick it up later. This is obviously a little taxing for today.
That will do. 88 duty clear.
You just wait till the first time I don't want an unsolicited report. I'll have 10 of them then. Okay, I'm out at Butt Monkeys or Bushamies or whatever they call this place. Bellevue 8FU.
This is KZHAF Mobile.
W8FU.
W8RCY. I just heard from Dakota. The computer is done, but he thinks you're already home for the day. I guess he'll meet up with you tomorrow.
Has he left work yet? I am at 18 in Van Dyke, and I know he's got to come to M59 in Van Dyke.
Stand by, I'll send him a text.
What do you got?
W8FU, keeping up severe.
Yo.
What you got going on now?
I am sitting at one of my sites with electrical contractors who are just finishing up the day's work, trying to coordinate with someone to pick up a computer. Other than that, I got a pee and I'm hangry. I think that covers it.
I'm back in the area. Just got a pickup. Something getting into 200, holding it open.
Don't know. I'm in no position to deal with it right now. I mean, I can dial it up to see if I can hear it.
I'm sure it's Fred's fault.
Break.
Is there an emergency? Go ahead.
Hey, Sean, Corey just texted back. He says he'll be there till 5. So I guess you could play it from there. You can get it. If not, tomorrow's fine.
All right, well, we'll see. I'm kind of locked where I'm at, so if that works out. I mean, it could. It could. I might be here, but I can't leave. That's the problem, so hopefully I'll catch him on the radio and we can find a way to make it work.
Okay, I will forward the message to him. Thank you. W8RTY.
Don't worry about it. There's no need. We have radios for this reason. He'll get on the radio as soon as he pops out, and if I'm here, I'll call him on the radio and tell him where I'm at, and if he wants to coordinate, we will. I wouldn't over worry about it.
Okay, I'll go back to what I was doing. Thank you. W8RCY.
KE8ZSI.
I just disconnected it so it's not trashing the whole network, Sean, until you can figure out what's holding open. I just, I don't see anything on the border page, but there's definitely something there. Oh, I see it. Something getting in that Warren receiver.
I could shut it off, but I don't, oh wait, maybe I, no. No, I can't. God darn it.
just change it back from mix mode to somebody else. You can do it before. Oh my.
I've got a Surface Pro that can't get on 44 net. I've got a MacBook that can't telnet, so I'm screwed.
But I don't have the login information, so I can't do it.
Hold on, let me see if I connect up to my phone. I got 44 net on my phone. Let me see if I can finagle it that way. Well, it's a race to see whether Fred or I can get to our computers first.
Did you get a hold of Fred?
Negative, didn't even try.
I called him on 800, he didn't answer.
I can get to the IP if you can tell them that on 44.
Yeah, you couldn't get it to work through your phone?
No, I don't. I don't know if I don't have zero tier running on the phone, or I certainly don't have it. The only thing I got zero tier running on is the Mac, and I can't tell not on the MacBook. I'm in some weird. It looks like the guys are finishing up here though, so I should be home in a half an hour. I mean, I'd like to get it before that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm just about where I'm going. Shoot me the IP address, and I'll.
All right, I'll send that over. W8FU. Did I figure what out?
I don't know, whatever you're trying to do with Jeff.
Well, the repeater is still stuck, so clearly he has not.
Which one did you get stuck?
It is the Warren receiver, which is currently sitting on the bench with no antenna hooked up to it in my shop. So why in God's name it's sitting there making noise after sitting there for 3 days not making a peep is beyond me.
Interesting. Getting some RFI from somewhere?
Maybe, but I'm going home. The guys are done. They packed up and they're rolling, and I'm getting the hell out of Dodge.
Sounds like a good idea. I left before you, and you'll probably still be me home.
I got to get home so I can kill this damn bogus rogue receiver.
Nobody at the shop that can hit with a hammer, I take it?
I got no souls in the shop after 4 p.m., so apparently this decided to wait till 4:01, or at least that's when it was brought to my attention.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
It's like, get on the radio and you'll get 10 unsolicited radio reports. Ask for one, crickets. Won't be a soul.
I'm
Russell,
sorry. The law that you have to have this bumper sticker that says you've got a new driver, is that just the in thing to do now?
I keyed up with a little correction there. GMRS aside, because that's all they do there. The radio
is an aspirated check.
He doubled again. So radio's hard, so I'm going to set the mic down.
A little bit.
KB8SWR from W8FU. N8DBF from W8FU. KB8SWR from W8FU.
Listening to it. It's freaking crazy, man. Yeah, I know. I've been doing a lot of physical stuff, a lot more than I have in like the last 2 years, because I've been feeling better. And I don't know, I guess I've been trying to build Rome in a day, and it didn't. It's not possible yet.
That's what this is. It's like we're trying to rebuild Rome, you know, and the thing is, it's a multi-million dollar account with other sites that with the capabilities of expansion, but they're not going to expand or get any more money until we fix the problems that we're having right now. You know, it's one thing after another, and honestly, they're getting frustrated, and it even makes a more of a dent in our, you know, in my reputation, my co-workers' reputation, because we're the top two guys in the office, then now the CEO of the company that, you know, for this division is wondering what's going on, and when he can't get into his facility, it becomes a little disconcerting, so to speak.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially when you got somebody paying a lot of money for something and they got to keep updating and doing this and doing that, and then stuff's not working, and then, you don't want to lose a customer over, the firmware and the software and all that crap not working. Crazy stuff. All right, I just seen I had somebody call that I got to call back, so I wanted to say hi, I heard you. I might be back quick, I might not. I'll give it a shout out and see if you're here when I get back. W-A-C-E-T.
I'll be around. I got to drive from where am I? 14 and Lobster. So I got a ways to go. PCTGO. Still here. Monitoring. Going nuts.
That's correct.
correct. I'm not married to it, but I figured it'd be cheaper to do an in-place upgrade and just refresh the readers.
You got other stuff. You know, I would stick with the PSX right now. Probably going to upgrade the software, maybe the firmware and the controllers. But for the readers, I would go, if you're looking at possible Bluetooth later, is maybe a wavelength. They got Bluetooth capability.
How fast and reliable is the Bluetooth, though? Because we've got people in and out of these doors all day, every day, and I'm talking, like, a person every 30 seconds.
So with Bluetooth, it's almost like a broadcast. They log in with their phone, and then there's a number that pings to them, and then you put that number into the instrument, and they just put the phone up with the app running, and it unlocks the door. You don't want to do anything like that. You want to stick with your corporate 1000. You stand at 125 kilohertz, so it's probably, those are standard HIV because Motorola's are 13.75 bank. So, you said the 5000 series readers, but you want more capability. I really wouldn't go with the R40, which has, you can put a Bluetooth chip on the back, but they're upgradable through the HID app. You got a bunch of readers, you got to get a bunch of chips.
Yeah, and I mean, the cards aren't the issue. We might even be going to photo ID, I don't know. But I'm buying these tags for $1 apiece, so the cost of the cards is not the problem, it's the management. But, I mean, everything we have right now is working. That's not the issue. But we're missing out on functionality of, you know, linking groups together and certain behaviors and, you know, me using more discrete cards and smaller cards and things like, or NFC capability would be cool. But the main thing is the database is just poorly managed and I need to start over. And if I'm going to start over, I might as well refresh the system.
Let me text you my other cell number. We'll chit-chat there. That way we keep shop off the radio.
All right, sounds good. NADDF.
Double UHCMC on K8FBI. Anybody around? Any of my friends on Fricassee? Double UHCMC. double UHCMC mobile.
K8BB. K8BB.
KBTT, this is KZ8JF Mobile. How you doing, man?
I didn't catch the call. So the call here is K8DB. Name is Don. You're just sitting here relaxing for the evening.
Hey, Don. Name here is Jason. That's Kilo Zulu 8 Juliet Foxtrot.
Hi, Jason. KZHAF. Oh, very good. I got that time. Loud and clear. Yeah, you're clear in the repeater. I just missed it. That's all. Yep, just sitting out here on the patio with a cigar and a cocktail, listening to a little music and relaxing. Really nice day today.
Now that is a good way to spend a nice evening like this, for sure. I'm just driving around testing a mobile setup here, and I think I'm going to want to use my external speaker on my dash the way I've got the radio configured in here, but it's working well, and glad I'm into the repeater good.
Curious which repeater you're into. There's a number of them around town here that are all linked up. I'm in Pontiac, so I tend to go into the West Bloomfield repeater because it's pretty close to me, and I can sit here on a patio with a handheld and get into it pretty well. But there's a handful of other ones with pretty big footprints around here.
Yeah, Roger that. I've got most of them programmed in. I'm on the war on the 7.600 right now. Excuse me, 2.600.
All right, I knew what you meant. Yeah, it's easy to say 7.6 when you're transmitting because that's what the radio says. Very good. Yeah, you're real loud and clear. I don't know where you are, but you're in the repeater. Good signal, and your audio is nice and crisp and loud, which is unusual lately, so it's nice to hear a good full quieting audio.
Yeah, very good. Well, I heard you call out, so I figured I'd answer, and good successful test for me as well with setting it up in this vehicle. So, good deal, man. Enjoy the rest of your evening. 7-3. KZHAF clear.
Hey, Jason. Yep, nice making your acquaintance, and drive safe, and get it finished and get installed. Sounds good. K8BB.
UAPAP.
One minute. Oh, you're there.
Huh? Roger?
Sure.
Alrighty. Okay. AF8S, WADAP.
Hey,
testing.
WDAPIC near Toledo, Ohio.
WC80.
Yeah, baby, well.